put a finger down if you were invited last minute to your friend's birthday weekend in Georgia, so you decided to drive 13 hours from Maryland to Georgia to go support her for her birthday. And during that trip, she practically begged you to go to Jamaica with her. So to support her for her birthday again, you decided to book a 2K flight last minute to go with her to Jamaica. And the first day you're there, you and your friend decide to go to a party and you end up getting drunk. So you go back to the Airbnb, go in your room, go to sleep to recover. And you end up getting essayed by your friend's Jamaican man's cousin, driver, whoever he was. You woke up to being touched on inappropriately. So you wake up in shock, feeling sick, and you end up running out the room, throwing up everywhere, trying to figure out like what the hell just happened and why did this just happen to me. Well, obviously after that, your mental health starts to deteriorate as the days go on, and then stuff continue to happen to make you uncomfortable. So you finally decided you're not going to go to St. Martin anymore. You're going to go home, at least so you can recover and be comfortable around your family. So you decided to tell your friend that your mental health is not doing the best, and while you love and care about her, you need to choose yourself and go home because like your mental health is not good. And she decides to send you paragraph after paragraph, cursing you out, calling you a bad friend, calling you selfish, all for the sake of just choosing yourself.